This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello and good afternoon. I'm Laura and I am here on the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. And my guest today joining me is Tasha Ramos Carr with Connect with Flowers. And I am so glad to have you here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Yes. I'm so excited to have you. You and I have visited a few times. I know you have a couple locations here on the Emerald Coast, but I am excited to hear what you have to tell myself and our listeners just about your business and your journey today. So just to kind of get started, tell us a little bit about your business.
So Connect with Flowers was actually started 31 years ago by my mother-in-law, Terry Carr, and my father-in-law when he retired from the military. He kind of asked her, since you followed me in my military career, what do you want to do? So she said she wanted to own a shop. And so they opened it up, the first one here in Salamar, where we've been at for 31 years. And she designed in many other locations and had a love for teaching and design and taking care of the community. And so that's kind of where it started. Unfortunately, she passed in 2021, and we decided as a family to keep it in the family. We weren't going to sell it out or close it. So all full-time designers are Florida State Master Designers now. It's a big deal. We have to go to convention and test, and we don't know what they're going to test us on, and they give us a bunch of product, and we have a certain amount of time to create a certain number of arrangements with components that they believe fit the principles and elements of design. And yes, in fact, there is school that we go to for this. So, you know, it's been a journey. We've opened another location. We've had a total of three. Now we're currently at two because we're looking for our final home for our third location, because the other one was not big enough for everything that we do. So we're just moving forward and hoping that the community understands, you know, that we don't just play with pretty flowers all day. That's the biggest misconception, I think. So it's very important to us that the family business continues to take care of the community as we've done for 31 years.
Awesome. So the location in Salamar is where you started. I've driven by it many, many times. Is it the same location or has it moved over the years at all?
The Salamar location has actually been in the same spot for 31 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we've done a lot of homecoming, prom, wedding, baby, you know, for one family. We've done it all. So.
And it's a great location right there, just right as you're coming into Salamar, right off the main road there. So.
Correct.
Yeah. Perfect. So then now you have the Crestview location, which I've been to as well, or been by as well, and that location is right there on Main Street. How long have you guys been open? I'm not really sure. How long have you had that location now?
So we are working on, so we just finished our first year in Crestview. We're working on year number two. Right. And that location is actually significantly larger than our Salamar shop. That one is actually about 5,400 square foot. Because of all of the different components for weddings. We have arches and everything so people can actually see firsthand when we say a wedding arch, what it's going to look like. So that's extremely important because people are more hands-on. They need to visualize and see, so it's easier for them that way.
Yeah, and I have actually been inside that location. So you do have a lot of space and you do have a lot of things displayed, which is very nice. So yeah, okay, so going on your second year, I couldn't remember exactly how long you had been there. So my next question was going to be to tell us about your journey, but obvious and how you got here, but obviously with it being a family business and being started by your mother-in-law, I guess that kind of explains a little bit of it, but tell us a little bit about the journey of now that she has passed and you're running the business, what does that look like for you?
So it's been a lot. I had, I had done marketing for international speakers and, you know, been in business for myself. And when my mother-in-law got sick to the point that we knew that it was only a matter of time, I made a promise to her that, you know, I would build her an empire and that she, her name would live on in this industry as she has taught so many people and been recognized by Japan to teach, in, you know, a style called Ikebana, not just by words, but in legal documentation. She's one of like five people recognized by the Japanese government to do it. So we're striving to, you know, to reach where she was at, to that level. And when she was in England, she had designed for Princess Diana and for the Duchess of York. So we have a huge legacy to live up to and to exceed. And, you know, being where I come from, being Puerto Rican, your word is the only thing that you have. And so when I promised her that I would build her an empire and everybody would remember her name, it's been a lot. But I come in every single day. There are days we struggle, like any business. But just to see the smile when I told her before she passed within an hour, that smile meant everything. And that smile is the drive that pushes me every day to make sure that everyone who walks through our door knows that we're going to do every single arrangement for them with the same passion and determination that she had when they would come in to see Terry Carr. Everybody knew Terry Carr. You know, almost every designer in the general area was taught by Terry Carr, you know. So at the end of the day, she was a fabulous woman. And, you know, I'm honored that she trusted me and, you know, us as a family to continue on with that legacy. But at the end of the day, we make so many people happy. And even in the saddest of moments, it's that last opportunity for the family. So we have to keep pushing. We have to keep striving, you know, for not necessarily greatness, but completeness is the word that I'll use.
Sure. Wow, that's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing all of that.
Of course.
So tell us maybe any misconceptions or myths or anything you think people misunderstand about your business, other than clearly you're not just playing with beautiful flowers all day.
Right. Everybody thinks
as fun as that sounds.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It is fun. It is stressful. It's a lot of work. You know, we're Valentine's Day. We're here till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, making arrangements for, you know, all the deliveries. And then Valentine's Day, you know, the actual day, you know, we can be doing deliveries 2-3 days after Valentine's Day, you know, because there just are so many arrangements to do. And we forgot it was Valentine's Day. But, you know, one of the biggest misconceptions really is it doesn't take a lot of knowledge to do this. Well, there's principles and elements of design. There's school for this. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of late hours. We don't get rich off of this, that's for sure. I'll tell you that much, you know. And a lot of people, I think the next biggest misconception is the order gatherers, which are the websites out there that aren't actual florists. They'll put a picture on a website and say, oh, we can do this for this price point. And I'm like, you don't know what the flower is. You don't know how much it costs. You don't know, you know, the care and the handling and the temperatures. And there's just so much that they don't know, but yet they get paid and they try to send it to us. So if they ordered it one price point, they're trying to get us to do it for like 40% of what the consumer actually paid for it. And we tell them absolutely not, because they're not going to get the product that they're hoping for or that's in that picture. So that's our biggest struggle. And people think that we're them because they use our name affiliated with their business saying we deliver for them, when in fact, okay, we don't.
So very interesting. So basically those websites are just a middleman that are displaying something and saying, sure, you can buy these flowers for this price. And then they're sending the order to you or to another flower shop and saying, here, this is what you're going to send them. And this is how much you're going to deliver it to them for. Wow.
Exactly. And we have to tell them no all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and
that explains a lot because I've ordered those before and then you get them and they're not quite what you thought you ordered. So that makes sense now.
And a lot of times we'll have to be like, no, we need a designer's choice. You know, it needs to be at this price point. And we don't know what the consumer has paid for it. You know, they'll offer us X amount of dollars, but that is the arrangement, the labor, the time, the delivery, the gas, the insurance. There's so many factors being a brick and mortar that we have to, you know, put into that. Plus, we have to make sure that the product that we're getting is the highest quality product because we personally guarantee 7 to 10 days. If I get a phone call in 2 days and somebody's like, oh, one flower, I'm like, let me get it back. I'm going to replace an entire arrangement to ensure that you have that 7 to 10 days, you know, and they just basically, oh, we can do this for this price. And they send it to us because they don't have a single flower. They don't have a single vase. And it's just this round robin. And I wish more people knew that if you call a local florist, they're going to tell you what they have. They're going to tell you the price. And even though you see prices that are less expensive on the websites, you know, from the order gatherers or the middlemen, they're going to charge you the extra fees and the delivery fee. And, you know, it could be 30, 40% more than what you're actually, what it would cost you to call me directly to get the actual picture of what it is that you're looking out there, you know, to your recipient. And we're struggling as an industry to get Congress to prevent that from happening, but they've got millions and millions of dollars and we don't. So, you know.
Well, that is very interesting. I can almost guarantee that most of our listeners have no idea that that's how that worked. But, you know, and as with most things, you get what you pay for. So
that's true.
Definitely always recommend supporting local business and actually shopping local versus, you know, the big websites or whatever. So,
well, not only that,
thank you for sharing.
Not only that, but we care. It's important to me to know about the person that I'm making an arrangement for or a family that has lost a loved one. I try to get to know as many details as the family is willing to share so that I can make it that special for them. All of us florists, actual florists, do that because we're not just a business. We're people. We have feelings and emotions just like all of our customers do. And we want them to know you can. I tell people all the time, if you just need to talk, call me. You know, I'm a little hard to get a hold of now, but, you know, because we're human beings and we're not a screen or a picture.
Right. Okay. Well, so speaking of work, I know that it takes a lot of work to run 2 locations and run a business, but what do you do when you're not working? Tell us something you like to do for fun.
So, you know, we like the Renaissance Festival, kayaking. We haven't been able to do that in a while. We have dogs, we have children, spending time with the family. I personally love to cook. I personally love to sing. You know, we try to, when we have time, just to get out into the community and just, you know, meet people in the community. And I don't know how many times I've heard, well, I didn't know you were there. We've been there for 31 years. And they're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that that's what it was. So, you know, building the empire for my mother-in-law is a passion. And so you ask what I like to do when I'm not at work. Well, a lot of it has to do with work still, unfortunately. My father's from Puerto Rico, so we took a trip in November, which was the first one in years that we have taken as a family. So spending time with family is really where it's at for us, you know. We miss a lot of holidays because we're here, we're working.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
So when we take that one opportunity for a couple of days, it means everything. And then it gives you that recharge to, okay, sure. I'm going back in and I'm going to do this today. And, oh, I just had this idea. We have to create a lot of things and be very ingenuitive with the ideas that come to us. So,
yeah, for sure. As business owners, it is hard to shut off, and we are a lot of times working, even when we're not working, but it is good to reset sometimes.
Yeah. My husband has to remind me <He's gonna laughs> answer that. It's like 10:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, yes, I told this bride she could message me at 3. She messaged me at 1. I'm going to get 2 hours of sleep tonight. So yeah, it's hard, but it's what we love to do. It's our passion. So can't go wrong.
Well, I have enjoyed having you on today. I was going to ask you about some struggles you've had in business, but you actually just already talked about that a little bit as well with the third parties and things like that. So I know we have a couple holidays coming up. We have Mother's Day. I don't know if Easter's a big one or not, but we're going to be getting into wedding season and some other things. So where's the best place for our listeners to find out more information about Connect with Flowers or to reach out to you? What's the best way for them to contact you?
So they can look us up on Google. They can go to our websites, www.connectwithflowers.com. They can call the Shalimar shop at 850-651-0200 or the Crestview location at 850-669-6695. And the Crestview website is cwfcrestview.com.
Okay. cwfcrestview.com. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on here and telling your story. It really is a beautiful story. And I applaud you for everything that you're doing. I'm sure your mother-in-law would be very proud of you.
I hope.
But I appreciate it so much. I hope that the listeners will check out your website and see what you have to offer. And now they've learned a little bit about how your industry works. So I appreciate it so much. And I do look forward to having you on here again sometime.
Thank you, Laura. We look forward to being back sometime soon.
All right. Thank you so much. And we will talk again soon. And thanks to all of you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.